Memorial Day weekend edition of our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert. And of course, while the hamburgers are getting cooked and the baseball's getting watched and the road trips are being taken, we will, of course, Rick, as always, pause at some point this weekend to honor those that made the ultimate sacrifice for their freedom. And good to be with you this weekend, Rick.
Yeah, it's not just a day off or a long weekend, Sully. It does have some meaning to it. And so while you're, we'll talk a little bit about that with the segment here, but while you're out enjoying yourself, just remember what the weekend's all about.
Going to chat, too, at the toward the end of our conversation about Bird in Atlanta. If you don't know what this is, stay tuned. We'll have that coming up. But for the moment, we are going to talk about some things that you might be getting into this weekend, and that might mean cooking out, gathering with family and friends, and some things to do outside, provided the weather cooperates. And we're going to talk about some things that you can do outside to enhance your experience in your yard. And let's lead off with talking about some light-up cornhole games, Rick. All weather, so you can even play this in the rain.
Yeah, this is where I get to have some fun testing out some of these products, Sully. So light-up cornhole. If you don't have a nice outdoor light or once it gets dark out, the cornhole games can continue on with this cornhole toss that has to the target boards, but then also the LED lights in it as well. Plugs in any standard outlet. The light kit is easy to install, and even means more and more hours of fun.
Yes, more fun outside with those beverages flowing well into the night, and the sun disappearing will not ruin your fun at all with this new light-up cornhole game. How about these rollers? This is another outdoor game. I don't know if I've seen this before.
Yeah, this was new to me as well. Rollers, R-O-L-L-O-R-S. Go to rollers.com. So kind of a new summer game they're introducing. Picture or think of, Sully, a mix between bocce ball and horseshoes. So any member of the family can play. Nobody really has an advantage. There is some skill and luck involved. It keeps you moving outside as you're using these little rollers at the target. And it's pretty fun. You can also play it on just about any surface so that these rollers will work on grass or sand or asphalt, stones. They're really fun.
Most fun you can have for less than $50. Start at just $49.95. R-O-L-L-O-R-S. .com. Glow City's LED light-up volleyball, Rick. This will make people jealous if you're out on the beach because they're going to want to come over and play with you if you got one of these.
You will get a lot of second looks with this. So, again, beach volleyball big, or volleyball in your backyard. Like I said, the game doesn't have to end once it gets dark out. So this is, again, an LED light embedded and activated in the ball. It's on batteries, but it can be replaced. It doesn't really add any weight to the ball, so you're still good to go. And just makes it fun for as dusk or it gets dark out and you're still playing volleyball. So bright at night, and it's an attractive-looking ball as well.
Quarterback toss game for about $60 on Amazon. It's basically a little tic-tac-toe board, and you got to throw the football into it, Rick. Did you test this product out, or how well do you throw a football?
I actually throw a football fairly well. My mobility is, worse than Matt Ryan's. But this is as with Matt Ryan getting that huge contract, I'm sure there's a lot of young people out there that would like to emulate that. And here's a way to get some practice in throwing the mini football into the holes, and you can assign point values to the hole. It's challenging. And really, so if you go to NFL training camps, the teams have something similar to this that the quarterback are using in the end zone to throw fadeaway and to throw long passes. So this is not totally irrelevant or totally unusual when it comes to training or quarterback training for football, and it's a lot of fun. Folds up real nicely, comes in like a nice carry bag, and take it with you or store it easily in your garage or wherever.
The original hook and ring game, the Tiki Toss Deluxe. Now, when I come across these at a restaurant, Rick, I can end up spending a lot of time out there on the patio playing this. It seems like the dumbest thing in the world, but I will occupy hours with it.
It really is. This is a $40 device, Sally. This is, I hate to use the word loosely, addicting. So, again, it's a nice piece of bamboo. This one's kind of in the shape of a surfboard, attaches to a wall or any outdoor, indoor-type flat surface. And it's got the string with the ring on it, and you're trying to get it around the hook that's coming out of the wall. It is very addictive. You get hooked. This is a great party game or cookout or barbecue game. It says The setup instructions included. This is really easy to set up and use. Anyone can do it. And this is a really nice crafted, handcrafted one that looks nice on the wall as well. So play it. PlayTikiToss.com is the website.
All right, pineapple bowling. How is this serious outdoor fun, Rick? I'm looking at these pineapples and these bowling balls. did you have a chance to do this at all?
Sorry, I almost shot a 300 game the other day, but this is tougher than it looks. So the bowling pins are look like pineapples, and you're throwing little bowling balls that look like coconuts at it. Again, this is a good party, mindless fun. Set it up on the grass or on like a turnaround on a driveway or a patio deck of some sort. This will keep the kids entertained for hours and hours. And there's always some controversy going on with this. You didn't set up the pineapple right, or there's going to be some arguments, but make sure you have an official or a referee taking care of all that. This is a lot of fun. And it's only $12.99.
Lay the rules out well in advance, right?
Yeah, lay the rules out. There's always those arguments, but with that, the ring toss and the bowling, Sully, are really good for trash talking. So you can work on that heading into football season.
Oh, any long weekend in my world always includes a healthy dose of that. Follow Rick on Twitter. The handle for him, Rick Roswell, Rick's technology site, where he is updating all the things that he's working on during the week and covering wirelesswednesday.live. Now, I have been fascinated with this since it has made its debut here in Atlanta just a few weeks ago. A new app called Bird, and if you've been in the city at all, particularly Midtown and Downtown, and to some extent on the West Side as well, these Bird scooters, it's basically a scooter share. What do you make of this so far, Rick?
Well, it's very popular right now. It started on the West Coast, and now it's moved into cities like Atlanta. It's a really good deal. It's a really cool way to get around. I've tried a similar scooter to this before that came out that you could actually buy. But this is a good idea. I don't know if I haven't actually tried the Bird yet. I don't know if you've tried it. I've seen it being covered on TV. Some of the TV stations were down there. There's still some kinks to work out with it. You got to obey the rules of it, I mean, to keep everybody safe. But this is kind of where we're heading. These are ride sharing for individual people in parks and around town. It's pretty cool.
It is really interesting, all app-based, so you just basically need a screenshot of a QR code that's on the scooter to unlock it after you've set everything up with your payment information, and they need your driver's license as well. But one thing that I see here in terms of opportunity is that the charging of these things needs to happen, and I guess Bird employs independent contractors to run around, pick these things up, and charge them, and they make a little money doing that. The dilemma that I see long-term for them here in places like Atlanta, where there's so much traffic in such a large and densely concentrated area, is what are the obligations of insurance that are going to factor in here? You know, the cars are paying these exorbitant rates for insurance to be on the road. People who ride Bird or ride a bicycle or ride a Segway don't have any responsibility, at least thus far, in any of that.
Exactly. Who's responsible? You know something's going to happen. Bird is liable. The company's liable out there. Their liability is exposed, I think. But, for people to try it. And this is going to evolve, I think. This is kind of a first try at something like this. Like we talked about it when we talked about bike stuff, Sully. A lot of cities have these grab-and-go bikes that you can take out and drive around or paddle around the city, and then you return it to they have the bike stands in various parts of the city. You just return it to. Doesn't have to be charged, but like you said, this is something that has to be charged. Are there going to be birds laying all around Piedmont Park, or are people going to dispose of them somehow? So there's, like I said, this is a first generation of this. There's going to be kinks to work out, but it's fun to watch.
It is going to be very fun to watch. And Rick, I did get my information into the app yesterday, and I got on one of the scooters and I rode it for a couple of tenths of a mile up Peachtree in Buckhead. And I have to say, as a 46-year-old man, I felt like an 11-year-old for a little bit, and it felt kind of fun.
I'd like to see a video of that or pictures of that, Sully. Did you have a track jacket on when you were riding it?
Well, I'm trying to get away from the track jacket. Hey, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, Rick. Always good to catch up. Hope folks give you a follow on Twitter. Rick Roswell, the handle. And then, of course, wirelesswednesday.live. Have a good one, my friend.
Thanks, Sal. Have a good long weekend. Talk to you next week.